Ben de eerste.
We're the first.
Marketing expert, yes. Yes. Bling bling. Yeah. Right. Where's my screen gone? Yeah. My screen is gone. Oh.
Oh man. I'm afraid I'm a little bit slow. I don't know how much preparation you guys did, but
Yeah.
no, it was fun. It was
The
awesome.
view is beautiful.
Yeah, very nice.
Let's get started.
Yeah.
I sort of prepared this. Opening, acquaintance, tool training, how to use the function, the project plan discussion, and well, then the rest of the. We're supposed to develop a new remote control that's both original, trendy, and user-friendly. So, you have good ideas. We're working from top to bottom, functional design. Then we do some individual work. Then we have a meeting to discuss the results, et cetera, et cetera. And at the end of the day, we should have a prototype thrown up. We have available the smart board and the whiteboard. We should take some practice. I have some instructions on how to do that.
Yeah.
Well, you know how the documents work. This for toolbar. See next. We have a pen, and we can use this pen to reform
Yes.
situations. So doesn't always work.
Yeah.
Draw.
Draw. All
Okay,
right.
in the format menu you can select color and align it, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, each of you can take some practice, and you should draw an animal. And you should explain with different colors and with different pen, and you should explain why you draw that particular animal. So, Jurjen.
Okay.
Don't take up too much space.
Different pen widths. How do you do
With the format menu.
Oh,
You use different colors, et cetera. And what's that supposed to be?
It's
Should it be
giraffe.
one?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, poor lad.
Giraffe's yellow.
Yeah, he's somehow in yellow.
Can you use one blank sheet per drawing, or so he must save it at the end and then.
Yeah, you can press the next button, which is
Some spots.
Okay, then make a new one.
Next time you have to draw, huh? I can take forever.
Not
Can you
much.
explain why you chose this animal?
Yeah.
I think it's a great animal,
What
actually.
is it?
It's a giraffe.
A giraffe, okay.
Yeah,
Yeah, I see a long neck.
it's more like a dinosaur.
Okay, I will give it an eye.
That's nice of you.
Some leaves to eat.
Pretty good. Could you press the next?
The next is
Thanks. Yeah. Yeah. All right. It's not that fast. Yeah. I see. Misses the spot. I say good guess. Because it's slow.
You were slow to answer.
Yeah, I was a bit slow too. So. Some other line with no. I don't know. Does it have legs? Yeah. More like a tank. Yeah, that's fins, but I don't know where. Some spots. Some eye. That's a friendly turtle, I guess. Yeah, well, I think it's fair enough. Right. I don't know what the position is. Does it have ears? No. Oh, okay. Can you erase ears or? Yeah? All right. Eraser. So. I don't know. It just came into my mind. So. There's no particular reason I select pen. Yeah. Well, I guess I'm done. That's my turtle. How to select the next? Oh, here. Yeah. Here you go. Fox, yeah. Firefox. A cat who had an accident or
We have a financial aspect to this project. We can sell them at 25 euros. The aim is to reach to sell as much as 50 million euros. It's quite a big amount of money. And the production cost should be the half of the selling price. Okay, now it's time for some discussion.
discuss. Yeah, we should get started.
Yeah.
I'm taking notes.
Okay, great.
We each have a specific task, as I saw in my mail.
Yeah.
I don't know if you received the same mail.
Yeah.
Okay, so industrial designer should produce a working design. Correct?
True.
Okay. The user interface designer should specify the technical functions. Right?
Yep.
Yeah. And the marketing expert should come up with user requirements.
Yeah.
Did any of you already do some work on this part, or?
I started making an overview for myself what I had to do, because we have three design steps, and in every step I have
mm-hmm.
a specific task to perform or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to, make an overview for myself about
mm-hmm.
what I have to do, and kind of let it work in to get ideas about.
Mm-hmm. And do you have any ideas about?
Well, I started with the first phase, I think was the functional.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, I had to focus on the working design, which
mm-hmm.
I said, how does the apparatus work? And well, I basically had 2 points, according to the coffee machine example.
Yeah.
I have batteries to supply energy, and we use button presses to activate or deactivate certain functions on
mm-hmm.
the TV. And that's basically all I have for it.
Yeah, I got a load of things. It uses infrared light
yeah.
to communicate
yeah.
the signal
to yeah.
TV apparatus or stereo.
Yeah.
So that's very common.
Some buttons for the on and off function. You already got that. And for the changing up to all the channels and changing the volume.
Yeah.
Which are the basic options for a remote control.
Yeah, I kept it global because that it activates, deactivates specific functions. Because
okay,
I wasn't
yeah.
thinking yet about that. I mean, you want to flip
yeah.
the channel, but you might want to use tailored text also.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can use it in English.
Yeah. Well, from a marketing perspective, the function design phase consists out of the user requirements. What needs and desires are to be fulfilled. So there are a few means to reach that by doing research to see what existing products are there out in the market. I mean, what functions do they have? Especially what are their shortcomings? Are there any new functions which can be added to our product? Therefore we have to do some internet search, for example, for what kind of applications do current remote control support, and what are features of current and future televisions, so we can see what needs to be supported. And we can interview current users and future users. What would they like to see on a new remote control? Especially for future users, I'm thinking of early adopters, because they use new technology first,
mm-hmm.
and they play with a lot of tools and stuff. So maybe they have some good ideas to add.
You can get that information.
I think I can get that information. Yeah. So, yeah. No, not specifically. More to how to get them and.
I've got some requirements.
Yeah.
It has to be user friendly.
Yeah.
Really easy to use buttons. Not very small buttons. That's not the, also the big buttons, but just normal buttons. It has to be a small unit. It has to be you can take it with you everywhere in your house. So it has not to be, gigantic. Machine,
mm-hmm.
yeah,
and a good zapping range.
Yeah, what do you mean by that?
Yeah,
the distance from your television to your remote control has to be quite a big distance.
Yeah.
It has to be capable for zapping
From the other end of the room or something.
Okay, well, I don't think I have anything more to add at the moment. I think the best is to go to work.
Is that you?
Yeah.
Any more points to discuss?
Yeah, I think we can go ahead with what we have. I will summarize things we discussed in the project folder. The use of the industrial design again, work on the working design, etc., etc. And it seems you get more information than you.
All right. Thanks.
Are you going to put the notes on the
project?
Okay.
I'm writing very fast.
Yeah, okay.
It's readable.
Oh.
Okay.
I guess so.
Anything more you want to add to the discussion?
Well, I'm just a bit wondering what we're going to do the next. Yeah, do we only have to do phase one, the functional design?
Yeah, because then we have.
After that, we are going to the conceptual.
Yeah, we just work in the three phases.
We work, we have a meeting, individual work meeting, and at the end, like, we have a final meeting, and then I have to prepare. I have to defend our design, so make it good.
Okay. Better make it.
I am going to work on the conceptual design already, because
yeah,
it's very important
it
to know what kind of components we want to put in.
Yeah.
Do we? I mean, is it going to be a multimedia control center? Do we want to be able to use the video recording?
Yeah,
yeah.
That's my question also, because, like,
well,
new functions,
the user
requirements,
part
yeah.
As to what
yeah.
they want, do they want all those functions
yeah.
or that small
but we need
unit?
Communication
about
yeah.
this stuff, because I have to put the components into the
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I would
so
first
if I don't know what
yeah.
the
well,
components
I was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can,
well, like some remotes who are out there, which I know, there's one button which is very easy to switch between devices.
Yeah.
So you can switch to your video and then the same buttons control your video. And another function I was thinking of, switch to your media center because that's getting very popular.
Yeah.
And then use your Windows Media Center under your TV with the same remote control. So with the switch, one single switch knob.
I know what you mean, but you will need several other buttons for a video player. You need a play
mm.
and a fast forward. And
so yeah, records and stuff like that.
Need that for a TV.
No.
And for teletext,
you need
yeah. additional buttons as well.
So
yeah.
Kind of need
yeah. In the project, yeah.
Yeah, we could just start with the assumption that's only for TV and video, and then reserve the possibility to add other features. So you have a basic starting point, and you can always extend that. So make sure it's extendable.
Yeah.
Right. It has to be user friendly. So it's yeah.
The least amount of
yeah.
functions possible, so it's
okay.
easier to get to know
yeah.
how it
yeah.
works.
Yeah. Yes. Half an hour.
Yeah, you're dismissed.
You're fired.
Not yet.
All right. Let's move on.
Let's see what we've got to do.
Yeah. Yeah, see you later. Well, good luck.